This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. Businesses are the lifeblood of our community. They provide opportunities, and of course, they're here for the consumer. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and today I'm here with some fine folks from Sara Automotive, of course, Don Wood, and we've got everything going on here with Sara. I'm so glad they're here in Sylacauga, and Victoria Honeycutt here with us as well. First of all, how are you all doing this morning?
Doing great.
Victoria?
Absolutely. I'm excited to be out.
I tell you, she's always been a very good person to go to. I've been knowing her a long time, and it's just great to see local people in our communities at a place like Sara. Tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, Don, how long you been in the car business?
I've been in the car business 35 years.
Wow, that's about as long as I've been doing radio. Yep. How long?
I can't say that.
Well, I know you can't, but you've been in businesses in this community for a long time, and of course, tell us how Sara found you or how you found Sara.
Actually, you know, I mean, you and I worked alongside in radio for mm-hmm. years, and that's kind of where I got the background and kind of moved into marketing. And, you know, Don called me up and asked me if I wanted to take this opportunity in the automotive business, and I couldn't say no, especially with a group that's growing like Sara Automotive, because when you've got three OEMs, I saw the potential in that, not only as a challenge, but also it's just exciting day to day.
Well, it's a challenge, and, you know, there are things that people look at with the car industry that you have to love what you do. Don, tell us, what do you like about your job?
Serving the community. We end up getting to meet all kind of great folks from this area, and whether we sell them a car or service their car, you know, we just enjoy serving the community. And it's great when someone walks in, they have an idea of what they want, we can provide them with that and get them into financing and everything that they need. Just really making friends by getting to know them and transacting business with them.
And I'm going to say this because I know this personally, Victoria, when someone comes to a car dealership such as Sara and they have a good experience, they like what they've bought, their price is in range, pretty much knew what they wanted when they come on the lot, most of them, but how gratifying is it that customer is probably going to be a repeat customer, especially with service and how you take care of them, and then they're also going to tell their friends, hey, look, I got the best deal here.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite parts about my job is I read all the reviews. Anything you write about us on the internet, I'm all over. I'm keeping up with it, both the good and the bad. And the reward behind seeing that we have put a young couple with their first child in a vehicle that now accommodates, you know, we got them out of their small two-door car and into something that has enough room to accommodate a car seat. We see people that come in that have no children, that have dogs everywhere, and they mm-hmm. want a big hatch where they can go camping, or maybe they need the roof racks, and just being able to facilitate that. Because, I mean, a lot of people do come to the dealership, at least I feel like. Don, what do you think? They just know what they want when they get there, or at least they think they do.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what percentage would you say of people come on the lot, they know they either want a truck or a SUV or car, they know what color they want maybe. What percentage would you say is that?
About 75 to 80% people do a lot of their research up front online. So when they get to the dealership, they kind of know what they're looking for.
And I'm going to ask you, Victoria, because it's so neat for you to have really three dealerships in one. I mean, you've got everything really to offer to somebody. If they don't like something on this lot, let's say, well, let's go look at this one here over here, because I mean, you know, it's good to provide three or four different kinds of vehicles that they can purchase.
Absolutely. And I think Don's right on the money. Probably 75-80% of people think that they know exactly what they're coming to look at. And of course, we look at it, but then we start having a conversation. And that's the benefit of working with real people that are from here. We understand the community. And I'm saying we. I've really never lived in Sylacauga, but I've worked here for so long. I feel like I'm such a part of this community. And well, everybody, you guys, the chamber, everybody has just welcomed me in. So I feel like I'm part of it, even though I've not lived here.
Well, you don't have to live here to call it home. And that's for sure. Sara is home. I think the location of Sara makes a big deal. You're right out there on 280 to where everyone knows where you are. Section of 280 right there is the busiest intersection in this town. And I think you get a lot of traffic. Talk a little bit about some misconceptions that people have about the car industry, Don, your sales and everything. Say you have a tent sale or you're having a blowout. Talk about those things that can help the consumer.
Well, we always try to have something going on at the dealerships, but you know, whenever we have a special sale, they are real. I mean, we have, discounts that we parlay with the factory discounts and put them together to give a bigger savings or better financing. That is one of the myths as well, that people think that if you pay cash, if you're coming in paying cash, or you're going to bring your own financing in from a credit union or something, that you'll get a better deal. It's really quite the opposite. You know, we typically can meet or beat, any local credit union's rates, and especially with the factory incentives. We tend to be able to discount the car a little bit more if you are financing there with us versus bringing in cash or paying outside finance.
Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions that people really need to know. And Victoria, I'll ask you, what is the biggest challenge for people at SARA? I mean, what is something that y'all have to work on to try to make the consumer feel like that they're better? What's something that people don't know that you all go through on a daily basis?
I think the biggest thing is people have this idea that you've got to drive out of town to do your clothes shopping, to eat, to anything, buy a car. They think you've got to go out of town because you're going to get a better deal there. But in reality, we are part of this community. We care mm-hmm. about this community, and we're going to go to work for you. When you step on the lot, and Clem, one of the sales managers, I have heard him say it 100 times, that we will go to work for you, and he means it. He means he's going to put in all the effort to find the best financing, to dig up every incentive, discount, offer, whatever that you apply for. Sometimes it's loyalty cash, sometimes it's conquest cash, and we're going to find that for you. But people do. They think they have to drive out of town and they want to go to a place where there's 8 or 9 dealerships, and they want to try to get all that in at one time. But one, that's exhausting.
Yeah, it is. You may be wasting a lot of time when you could save money shopping right here locally with SARA. And we're going to talk more with the fine folks from SARA here, Don Wood, Victoria Honeycutt. When we come back, we'll take a little break on businesses in our backyard.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. Dave McCurley and I am talking with SARA Automotive this morning. Don Wood and Victoria Honeycutt. I want to ask Don, because, SARA is now up over 50 employees with all the three branches there. That's a lot of people that you're responsible for, that you have to move. And how do you motivate your team? I mean, is there something money is the motivator of most all people, and we know that, but you have to have them in a good mood every day.
You do. And when they're in a good mood, things run smoother. I lead by example. I am there 6 days a week. My face, you can always find. Someone can always find me if they come and ask for me. Like I said, we select the people that we hire. We make sure that we've got the right folks. And, of course, we put them through training and things. And we just make sure, we've got the best techs, the best service riders, the best salespeople, managers, finance, all of the above, all the way up to the guys that can wash the cars.
Well, and I'll tell you, a vehicle, whether it's car, truck, SUV, whatever, it's probably the second most largest purchase that you'll make. Of course, your home, but cars are their babies, Victoria. And when something's wrong and they call you and say, hey, this is not working on my car, you have to know that the people who are going to service those cars are your right hand.
Oh, absolutely. You got to have faith in the team that they're going to step up. And, I'll kind of piggyback on what Don said, even this morning in the sales meeting, you know, he was talking about the motivation and really looking at yourself and saying, I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to make sure that I serve my community the best today, and you're going to make it the best. It's walking in with that idea right there and determination that I'm going to make it happen.
Well, let me ask this too. Victoria may be able to tell me this. As far as Sarah, everybody knows where it is, but I want to know what things do you do online? You have websites, so you can give that out now if you want people just to, if they just want to go on and look before they ever come to the lot.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you can just Google the dealership, Sarah Honda of Sylacauga, Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, Tony Sarah Ford. We do have a website that'll lead you to all three and kind of give you a little more information. It's Sarah280.com. Very simple, leads you both to the dealership physically and online.
Yeah, and talking about the over 50 employees that you have, they all have to work together, not just the people who service the vehicles, but like you said, the people who wash them, the people who sell them, the financing. And I wanted to touch on the financing a little bit. You talked about how someone might have the misconception if they bring in cash, but you guys probably have many, many lenders that you can go to and check on as far as rates right now.
We have over 35
wow
banks and credit unions that we can go to directly and search rates, you know, terms and things like that. So we've got as many as we need. I mean, we're always looking for better ones, but we have all the local ones here in town, and of course national lenders as well.
And Victoria, with having that disposal in your back pocket with 35 lenders that you can go to, that makes it so much easier when someone's going to purchase a car, because that one little tenth of a percent that they may get better may save them $20 or $30 on a car payment, and to the consumer that means a lot.
Well, and it's like the car business best kept secret. You know, yeah. You think that I got to go do all this research and I got to check around and see what the interest rates are. But reality is, yes, you can do that. Absolutely. But you could come to us, look for the vehicle you like, know out the gate that instead of getting just a pre-approval on, you know, a roundabout dollar amount, that we already know what you like. And now we can go to these relationships that we have built. And I mean, it's an ongoing relationship where we see these finance companies and their representatives like week over week, and we're continuously building on that. And because of that, we're able to not only shop them to find you the best interest rate, but also make sure that you're in the vehicle you want at the payment you want.
Well, and we talked about before we got on the air today, the words that we use around here, what's your special sauce? And I'm going to ask you, why is Sarah so good at what they do? What makes Sarah better than any other car dealers?
Oh my gosh, where do I start there? I think the biggest thing is, to me, in my opinion, is we are three dealerships on the same property. So you are going to get the benefit of like driving to an autoplex where you can look at, you want to pull up a Nissan Altima right next to a Honda Accord? Guess what? I got you. I'll go get the keys to both. Do we want to compare a Titan to an F-150? Absolutely, because you might really come in thinking that Titan is exactly what you need, but you realize maybe it just doesn't fit for some reason. Maybe the color isn't what you thought it was. Maybe the pictures online look different, but we're able to do that. Not to mention being part of the Tony Sarah group, we have access to more inventory. We have access to more resources. So when we're able to sit down and have that conversation with you and find out that you thought you needed third row, but it sounds like you really don't. It sounds like you needed a bigger hatch because you do like going camping. Mm-hmm. Maybe whatever it is, we're able to facilitate that for you and kind of take the pressure out of, instead of having 15 tabs open on your laptop looking at vehicles, let's just talk about it.
Right. And Don, I'll ask you, because everybody that's generally over 24, 25 years old, they're on their own. They've had the car experience of buying a car, okay? And the thing that I hear the most is, well, I ended up staying out there all day and I didn't get this done. How good is Sarah? Because I know I've been in there and I've bought vehicles there. How good is Sarah about getting someone in, taking care of them, getting them a cup of coffee while they're waiting or whatever, but they're not going to be there all day.
No, they're not going to be there all day. If they know what they want and we can agree on terms, I mean, within an hour, 2 hours max, you'll be in and out of there on your way in your new car.
And that's the whole process. That's meeting the finance team. Mm-hmm. That's meeting the management team and knowing, having that peace of mind that you've done your research, you've checked it out, you feel comfortable in what you're about to purchase.
And a lot of times people are very misconceived when they receive something in the mail or they hear an advertisement of on a car dealership. Well, we've got this for $10,000 less than, you know, and they feel like it's a hook trying to get them in just to get them on the lot. I know Sarah doesn't do that. I know that when you have something, a sale or whatever, and you say, that's what it is.
I love that you mentioned that because we have had the conversation about, you know how you go to your mailbox and there's this huge piece of thick paper in there and it's all folded up and there's a key stuck to it. And we don't do that.
No.
We just don't. It feels bad. I mean, honestly, that's one of, you know, we have a conversation with people. We will call you. We are going to send you a text message. We're not just, you know, come and see us right now. We're giving $10,000 off a car.
Right.
It's part of that relationship.
Well, and you talked about when people come in to Sarah as we get ready to close here. I wanted to ask, when a consumer comes and purchases a vehicle, I don't care if it's whatever they need, how gratifying is it for you to see a smile on somebody's face to know they got the vehicle they wanted at a price they wanted, and they know they've got people at Sarah that's going to – it's not just the sale. There's a lot of dealerships out there that when you drive off the lot, you may never talk to them again. But it's not like that at Sarah.
No, it is not. We will be sure you're contacted and we stay in touch with you. We want to build a relationship with you, not just for the next sale or the service, but just to build a relationship, you know, with the consumer, let them know so they let their friends know that, you know, we're here after the sale. You know, some things happen, and you can find me at the dealership 6 days a week if you have a problem that my staff can't handle on their own.
Well, and I'll say this, my mother is in her 80s, and she is – every vehicle that she's purchased in the last probably 15, 20 years has been from Sarah. But she'll call when the light comes on. If she can't get in touch with me, she'll call. Say, hey, what is this? Can I bring it out there? And they've always been right there for her.
Absolutely. And we're even taking steps to make that easier in the community with options like pickup and delivery and mobile service so that if you have an issue, you're at work, you can't get by, or maybe you just need your maintenance done. Maybe mm-hmm. you need that cabin air filter and an oil change and you can't see a way this week that you can break away and get it done. Just give us a call.
Yeah.
We can accommodate. We'll come get it from you.
They've done that with my mother. I'm serious. They've come and got her car, changed oil, brought her back to her. She never left the house. And it's just so refreshing to know that Sarah Automotive has those things at their disposal.
We do. We actually have a mobile car that comes out for Ford product that can come out and do an oil change on site or
wow.
factory recalls, things like that. That's a new service we offer, and it's growing. And Nissan's fixing to roll their own mobile service out as well. But the pickup and delivery is at all three, and it's no charge to the consumer at all.
The website, you mentioned where they can look at any one of the three dealerships.
Yep, at www.sarah280.com.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate Victoria and Don coming here. Thank you all for coming and sharing with us because Sarah's got so much at their disposal, and our consumers need to know that.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Victoria, for coming in, too.
Thank you.
This has been Businesses in Our Backyard. Don't forget to share this with your friends. You know, watch the video, listen to it. And, of course, we'll have another Business in Our Backyards next week. But we appreciate Sarah Automotive coming in here today. Watch us again and share this with all your friends.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.